News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
As the American and Israeli aggression continues against Iran in the Middle East, speculation and analysis focuses at this point unendingly on what will this mean for global oil and gas prices? What will it mean for the infrastructure that provides global oil and gas? And even if the conflict ends, how long will that take to normalize? And you will have heard earlier on that report from Goldman Sachs suggesting that it could be years before oil prices begin to come back down. Well, one man who has the capacity to give us an insight into what that will look like is economist David McWilliams. David, I know it is a poison chalice to hand to you, but can you lay out where we stand and what the future is going to look like?
Anton, good morning to you. Okay, where we stand is that oil markets, energy markets, are not going to go back to where they were 3.5-4 weeks ago. And the reason is that the infrastructure has been severely damaged, not just in Iran, but all over the Gulf. And that is going to take a long time to put back in place. Of course, the most important thing, I think, for listeners is to kind of appreciate that we're now reiterating that for years and years, the economy was about AI and it was about tech and it was about sort of what I would call the featherlight economy. And people got very excited about Silicon Valley and these sort of areas. And that was the future. Now, what this war has reinforced is that the economy is still kind of smelly, it's heavy, and it's dirty. And by that, I mean enormous parts of the economy are about getting stuff from A to B. So they're about transport, to use the old plane analogy or the movie analogy. It's about, you know, it's planes, trains, automobiles, and ships. So once we appreciate that, we're not that far away from the 1970s in our heads, because what we have tried to do is convince ourselves that the world has changed profoundly. But what this war has reiterated is that the global economy and globalization is a fancy, fancy word for a big supply chain that you're selling a bit to me and I'm making a bit here and then I'm re-exporting back to somebody else and then they're buying it and then they're putting it into a truck and that truck is actually delivered to you. So, for example, every time one of your listeners goes on Amazon, the stuff has to get from a warehouse to a front door.
Now, on that note then, David, the supply chain, let us imagine then that aggression halts, that the Straits of Hormuz reopen. Does it all go back to normal quickly?
No. And the reason it doesn't go back to normal quickly is because, in a way, the seal has broken. Now, the Iranian regime is in a fight for its life. So even if the Americans were to say, it's all over now, we're going to pack up and leave the scene, the Iranian regime is still under no illusions as to its own vulnerability. So this is not going to be a country that's going to say, we're going to go off the war footing. That's the first thing. It also now knows, and this is the key thing, that it can control global oil prices. It didn't know before 4 weeks ago. It might have assumed, it might have hoped, but it knows now that the Americans, i.e. the West, and the Americans and the Israelis, because the West aren't involved, the Americans and Israelis cannot control the price of oil. And they know that the price of oil is the existential vulnerability of the West, because in effect, energy is the foundational price of all economics.
Well, now, on that note, David, obviously, to some extent, the Americans, to some extent, are insulated by virtue of their own capacity to produce oil. Europe has almost none. So what response do we have in this environment that you've laid out, both in Ireland and the EU?
Well, you're right, because the Americans are one of the very few self-sufficient countries in the world, self-sufficient in energy, they're self-sufficient in food. They can, in effect, if you want, draw themselves back between the two great oceans, the Pacific and the Atlantic, and get on with their own world. We Europeans can't do that. We were exposed to Russian gas 4 or 5 years ago. Now that is off the table, or at least where it's actually been sold, it's sold on the black market. We now have to compete with China and Japan to get the gas and oil from the Gulf. And it leaves us in a really profound energy vulnerability for the next foreseeable future, because nowhere where we had depended is now on our side, so to speak. The Russians are not on our side. The Iranians are not on our side. It remains to be seen what impact this war has on the Gulf monarchies for the long term, what impact this war has on Saudi Arabia for the long term. So I think that we are looking down an unfortunate period of energy vulnerability. But I will say this, to reassure your listeners, is that energy is always and everywhere determined by demand, not by supply in the long term. So that means that as long as the European economy continues to demand energy, that will set the price, because the Arabs, or OPEC, in effect, can set the price, but not the quantity. So they can say, listen, you can have X amount of oil, and you guys determine the price, or they can determine the price and say, at that price, what do you want? So the long term is that demand will be the determining factor. The problem in the short term is that oil has three impacts on the economy. One, a higher percentage of your take-home pay goes on transport, which can't go on something else, right? So you stop spending. Number two, as interest rates reflect inflation, as inflation rises, interest rates rise. So mortgage rates that would have been otherwise lower are higher. The third one is this weird idea called confidence, business confidence, that people invest in the future when they think the future is going to look rosy. A lot of people are looking at this war and saying, hold on a second, it's going to take us a while to see the full picture. So let's hold off.
Thank you very much. That is David McWilliams, host, of course, of the David McWilliams podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.